This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, home of independent media, unlike the People's Republic of China, where I think they have more than a 7-second delay. I think they have about a 10-minute delay. What do you reckon, Paul?
I'm sure they have a massive delay, Mac, and they can't say the sort of things that you would say about swimming with sharks in the Bay of Port Phillip.
That's right, and just remember, we are in Australia. It's not perfect, but lots of other countries in the world, not just China, lots of other countries in the world, they do not have independent media. There are only 10 full-time LGBTQIA+ radio stations in the world. We were the first, 27 years. Something our community can be very proud of. It's our community's greatest asset. Who have we got next, Paul?
We're going to be talking to the member for McNamara, Mr. Josh Burns. Good morning to you, Josh. Merry Christmas.
Good morning, gentlemen. What an introduction.
Well, look, you more than anyone else understand, you know, having worked, you know, behind the scenes in politics and now being, you know, elected a member of parliament, you understand better than anyone the important role media plays, but independent media. And I want you to think, Josh, this year, has there been, often, you know, I'll ask, what's the low light? I want to know what the highlight of the year has been for you as the member for McNamara.
Well, it's a good question. Can I say it in two parts? Because one's
sure.
Personal and one's professional,
yep.
I think. Personal, I think, is to actually be able to spend some time at home, and my family is sort of used to, especially my daughter is used to me being away. I'm not sure my wife complains as much as others, but especially to be able to be at home with my daughter, it's one of the small things that I really liked about this year, if I'm completely honest, and it was great to be able to spend time with her. I think professionally, one of the highlights or one of the senses of satisfaction I think I had was it's not really for me, it's more my team especially, and thinking back of the year that we had, you know, we asked a lot of people this year, and we asked a lot of, especially my staff, but they weren't allowed into the office. The phone was going off at a rate unlike we've had before, and despite having to deal with all of the stresses of this pandemic and all of the extra things that everyone was going through, my team did an amazing job of answering calls, of trying to help. I mean, we're not miracle workers, but we do have a philosophy of we just try and help, and I'm really proud of them and all of their efforts. So for me, it's been one where it's been a pretty difficult year. I think everyone would agree it's been a really difficult year, but people have tried and people have risen to the occasion, and I'm pretty proud of my team and all of their efforts.
And Josh, what do you think is going to happen in the course of the next few months? We're talking to Sally Catt before you about the potential return of people to the CBD as offices begin to reopen again. What do you think is going to happen in terms of how that's going to impact you and your time at home?
Well, I really hope that we can have more and more movement and more gathering. I mean, it's our natural instinct is to gather, and our natural instinct is to come together and to enjoy all of the wonderful things that our city has to offer. But what we're seeing in Australia right now is a rarity, and it is an exception to what's going on around the world, is that people are still very much in the heart of this pandemic. And until we have widespread rollout of a vaccine, there aren't any guarantees. And Sydney is proving the point at the moment that things can change on a dime very, very, very quickly. And we need to be vigilant until this thing is wiped out. And so I think that hopefully next year comes with more progress. Hopefully it comes with significant rollout of a vaccine. I think there's a lot of work to be done there. There's a lot of work to be done by the federal government. They haven't got enough of a vaccine ready to go. And while I do think that we're fortunate to be able to collect more data than, say, the United States has been able to, and all of that will help confidence, as soon as there is a vaccine available and approved in Australia, we need it to be rolled out. And, for example, the moment there is an estimated approval for the Pfizer vaccine to be approved by January, but we don't have plans in Australia to start rolling it out until March. We also don't have enough doses. So I think that in order to support Sally and in order to support businesses and our ambition to try and get people back, we actually need to do a lot more work. We need to get enough of a vaccine out there that we can safely return and open with confidence. Even though we're now 56 days without a community transmission in Victoria, as the Premier often says, no community transmission is not the same as a vaccine. So we have a lot of work to do, and we'll be pushing the federal government to try and roll things out as quickly as possible so that businesses can have some degree of certainty that isn't possible during this pandemic.
Look, I agree, Josh. I mean, I've said a few times this morning, it's really important, yes, that we need to understand where we've been and where we are now and how fortunate we are. And, you know, we're in this position because people have complied with the rules overwhelmingly. We have, I think, the best public health system in the world, the most skilled, you know, public health nurses and doctors, you know, paramedics, you know, and other practitioners that have really stepped up during this. But at the end of the day, it's also because, you know, the people, the, you know, everyday folk have taken note. You know, look, there's always the odd rat bag out there, and I'm sure McNamara as a seat has more than its fair share. But at the end of the day, you know, the people of Victoria and the people of Australia have done a great job. We only need to look at other countries to see what they're happening. But there's something that I want to thank you for. You and Dave Sharma, in working tirelessly and diligently and constructively to bring Malkalifa back to Australia, she's not here yet, to actually face justice in Victoria. That sends a message, not just, you know, to people who do these heinous crimes, but they will be held to account. But that yourself and Dave Sharma and others, you know, and Ted Bailiu have reached across the aisle and made this possible. I want to put on record, and as a survivor myself, how much this means. It means a huge amount. It's not about politics. It's actually about people, and it's about justice. So thank you.
Mike, I really appreciate it, and I know that you have... you've followed and done your bit as well as part of this story, and I think that Australians have been really united in calling for Lifer to be returned home to Australia to face the 74 counts of child sex abuse that she's charged with. And incredibly, it took 74 court hearings to get to this point. It is almost a little bit eerie those numbers line up, but I do appreciate that, Macca, and I'm looking forward to not saying much more and leaving it up to the Victorian criminal justice system. And now that our bid as representatives in the federal parliament will hopefully be done shortly, we can let justice run its course in Australia as it should. But can I also say, Macca, going back to your point before about the way in which Australians have responded and the way in which maybe people at home are listening who you know, thinking of all of the things that maybe they missed out on and all of the things that this year didn't bring, I think it's worth saying thank you to everyone. And, you know, I also think it's worth putting out there that you cannot play politics with this pandemic, that those who have tried to strong-arm and bluster their way through this disease have been shown to be the fools that they are, and that it has cost lives, and it is costing lives. And thankfully in Australia, from across all sides of politics, we've had people who have put the people that we seek to represent before political populists and populism, and people have responded, and the health experts have done a remarkable job. And of course there's been mistakes made. I mean, of course, you know, there will be books written about the mistakes that were made this year, but on the whole, Australians, both at home and those trying to get people through it, have tried to not play politics, and when they have, they've been rightly called out, because we've seen the consequences overseas. So I think that that's a remarkable thing that Australians and Victorians should be very, very proud of, and that's the reason why we're able to have holidays this year in a somewhat normal fashion.
It is. Josh, thank you for your support of Joy, and, you know, your encouragement to Joy, your support of us personally and professionally. It makes a difference, and, you know, I hope you have a great day today, no matter what you're doing. I know it's a tough day for a lot of people, and as I said, if you're on your own today, hopefully, you know, you're listening to Joy, and we're providing you with a little bit of company. Have a great year, Josh, and we look forward to having you on air again next year. And,
absolutely.
Yeah, Josh, we'll invite you down to the Pride Centre to look around the new studios.
Can you imagine? We won't be able to keep him away. No.
Mate, I'm going to be in that place like a bad smell. Don't worry about that.
I'm sure.
Good stuff.
It'll be like a second office. people have to ask me to leave. But no, I will say, Macca, this is becoming somewhat of a Christmas tradition where I walk around the backyard of my parents' place in Phillip Island and have a chat to you on Christmas Day. And I thoroughly enjoy it, and it's great to chat. And I wish you both a very Merry Christmas or a Happy New Year, or whatever your team is doing.
Festivus, Josh. Festivus.
Airing of grievances.
Yep.
And I wish you all the best, and it's great to chat with both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Josh.
Pleasure.
Pleasure. That was Josh Burns, the federal member for McNamara, joining us again on this Christmas Day, as he did, as he has in the past, actually from his parents' backyard at Phillip Island. I think last time we were talking to him, he was climbing out of a bunk, wasn't he?
he was cooped up with lots of relatives down there.
Yes, yes.
But so he was happy to get out of the house because he wanted to get some fresh air.
He was, and he had to say, look, I've got an important call to make.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.